More time ordering ahead online at LowesForPros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The hottest weather to date in parts of the country will continue today through the rest of the week. Joel Lundberg with AccuWeather on where you can expect the heat and humidity across the United States.
Most of the warmth is going to be centered across the deep south and into the southeast. A lot of places will be well up into the 80s from really the lower Mississippi Valley over into Georgia and parts of South Carolina. And that's going to expand over the next couple of days to include much of the Tennessee Valley and up into the state of Virginia.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is saying Monday on the Hill's Newsmaker series he has confidence in trade talks between the U.S. and China and thinks it will be unaffected by the end of the Iran oil waivers.
We've had lots of talks with China about this issue. I am confident that the trade talks will continue and run their natural course.
This week marks the 25th annual National Infant Immunization Week, and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is urging children, teens, and even adults to get vaccinated against the measles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Thousands of supporters attended a rally in Green Bay, Wisconsin for President Trump on Saturday. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells Fox News that's a great sign regarding the president and his reelection campaign.
People are happy that the economy is booming. People are happy that ISIS has been defeated in Syria. People are happy that the military is being rebuilt, that the judiciary is being remade, and that our country is booming like it hasn't in decades.
Right.
The Senate will take on President Trump's veto of legislation cutting U.S. support for the Saudi-led war in Yemen. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has more.
The veto override on the resolution is expected by the end of the week. Both houses of Congress passed the resolution earlier this month that requires the president to withdraw any U.S. troops in or affecting Yemen within 30 days, unless those troops are fighting al-Qaeda. Saudi Arabia has become a growing cause of divide between the president and Congress following the murder last fall of Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi. He was a U.S. resident and vocal critic of the Saudi government. Because the Senate voted first on the resolution, any override attempt will start in that chamber. But neither the House nor the Senate are expected to have enough votes to overcome the president's veto. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And the second round of the NBA playoffs continue on Monday with Toronto hosting Philadelphia and Denver hosting Portland. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon. The weather today, mostly sunny with a high near 60, south winds around 7 miles an hour. Tonight, showers likely before 2 a.m., then showers and possibly a thunderstorm between 2 and 4 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 4 a.m. Cloudy with a low around 48. There's a southeast winds 3 to 6 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 70%. And a new rainfall amounts could be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, except higher amounts possible in the thunderstorms. Tuesday, chance of showers after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 74. It'd be calm winds becoming northwest 5 to 7 miles an hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Tuesday night, chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 50. East winds 5 to 8 miles an hour, and the chance of precipitation is 40%. Wednesday, guess what? A chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 62, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Wednesday night, you guessed it, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. And Thursday is the same thing, chance of showers, and the precipitation amount is probably 40%. And Thursday night is showers likely and possible thunderstorm. Welcome today to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. NAMI is a National Alliance on Mental Illness. There's a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state, every state in the union, and overseas. Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We work out of our homes. We have no office, no paid staff. And what we try to do is we try to help people who either have someone in their family or know someone, work with someone, or is friends with someone who have a mental health issue. We also try to help the person who may reach out to us who have a mental health issue get the treatment that they need. We do this in various ways. We have classes that we teach for either family members or friends of person, caregivers, whatever. It's a 12-week course. It's called Family to Family. And what it does is it goes over meds and all medications and side effects, what to do, what not to do, what to say, what not to say in certain circumstances. And what it does is try to get the person taking the class to feel what it's like being the person with the illness. We also run support groups the third Thursday of every month at 52 East Main Street from 7 to 8:30 and sometimes 9 o'clock, depending, you know, how long we talk. Everything is free. The classes are free. All the brochures they hand out during the class is free. You don't have to be a member of NAMI to either come to the class or to the support group, either one. You don't have to register for the support group. You can just show up. The class you have to register for because they can only have a certain amount of people in the class. If you have any questions, you can reach out. It's 908-284-0500. That's 908-284-0500. We don't man the phone 24/7, but we do have a lady who answers it, checks it twice a day. And we promise we will get back to you. We are very privileged today to have with us Clara Rodriguez, who is a yoga and fitness coach. She's an author, has training and experience as an organizational psychologist and a wellness and life coach. Clara, welcome.
Hi. Thanks, Larry. Good to be here.
We've been going back and forth with snowstorms and what dates would work for you but not for me and vice versa. So to have you here is great. It really is a pleasure.
And no rain today.
No, the only day that we've been in the forecast that doesn't have rain, except for tonight. Tonight there may be showers. But let's start by having you give us some background on your own battle with anxiety and depression. When did it enter your life? And how did you deal with it?
Sure. So early on in high school is when I started noticing that I would get down on a regular basis. I would cry myself to sleep. I didn't really have a desire to go to school or want just enjoy things in life. Mm-hmm. So in high school is when I started seeking treatment and seeing a therapist.
Did you seek it on your own, or did your family suggest it to you, or a little of both, or what?
Yeah, I knew enough to talk to my parents about it, and together we made that choice to start seeing a therapist before going to college. So the summer before going to college, I started seeing someone.
Okay. Were you ever hospitalized?
Yes, but that was because of an overdose of the meds.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know that in NAMI, just about everybody either has someone in their family or they work with someone or, you know, know some, or married to someone. who have a mental illness. We also have people who have a mental illness but have gone on with their lives and, you know, have good jobs, et cetera, et cetera. And we also have people who just want to help. In my case, we have four children, and my youngest son was going to Raritan Valley to make up some credits that he needed. And he came home, well, he was living at home, but it was Christmas break, and I was going to do some painting. And at that time, everything was oil-based, 20 years ago. And I bought a two-gallon can of turpentine, and he came home and drank it. And the doctors were amazed that he didn't just burn his whole insides out, but he didn't. He was hospitalized in the medical center for about 5 days, maybe four, I don't know, four or five. He was released. He attempted suicide again. Wound up in Carrier Clinic for 28 days. My insurance ran out. They transferred him to Trenton Psych. He was there for 19 months. They transferred him to Hagedorn because Whitman was governor at the time, and she said that if you have a county or state hospital in your county, that you'd be transferred to it. So he was transferred to Hagedorn. He was there for about 11 months, and this is all continuous. Mm-hmm. And when he got out, he was in and out of the hospital more times than we care to count. Right now, he's considered by everyone at the medical center a success story. He's had his own apartment for a little over 7 years in Flemington. He's celebrated this month 4 years working at BJ's, and he takes his meds religiously because he's been epileptic since he's five, so he's been on medication since he's five. And, you know, he, like I said, he's considered a success story. So we enjoy the good days because you never know.
It's so true.
It is. It's, you know, you just don't know. And you enjoy, like I said, I tell people, enjoy the good days. Because when your loved one or whoever is having a good, you know, period of time, enjoy it, you know. Because you never know. I mean, nothing may happen.
Yeah.
You know, but you never know, you know. So I'm interested in the book you wrote. Okay, it's called Vibrant, Happy You. How did you come up with that title, and how did you come up with the ideas for the book?
Well, I realized when I started to feel good and that I had discovered some simple, healthy practices that worked for me in having my life on track, in feeling really great, and having a successful career, and feeling happy and energized and upbeat. More often than not, like on a regular basis, I knew that I had something to share with the world, and I wanted other people to have access to feeling good. And so I set out to write a book one day, and I knew it had to have the word happy because that was something that I wanted everyone to feel, that I want everyone to experience. And then I thought about maybe healthy in the title as well. But then someone suggested vibrant because my middle initial is V.
Okay.
And also because it's more than just a happiness, but a vibrancy, and health is vibrancy. And so these practices can really support someone in living really life to their fullest.
Mm-hmm.
And more than just happiness, have that energized vibrancy that we all want to have. And so I wrote the book and published it in February. Or I wrote the book last year and I published it in February.
This past February?
Yes.
Right. So it's only been out a couple months then?
Yep.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. You know. I understand why you wrote the book, because you want to help people, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And is the book mainly geared to helping women, or can men benefit from, you know, the results also?
Yeah, absolutely. Originally, I did have an affinity towards women and empowering women. But I've had a lot of male friends and people ask me, like, can this book, just as you said, Larry, help a man, help me?
Right.
And I absolutely believe that it can. The practices are not specific to women. The practices that I talk about are meditation, which anyone can do and mm-hmm. has benefits for anyone. declaration, which is really powerful speaking. It talks about deep breathing, movement, the importance of rest and relaxation, and some practices that you can incorporate into your life regarding resting and making sure that you take care of your body in that way as well. Healthy eating and drinking, and then the power of generosity and gratitude. So all seven of those are really things that would benefit anybody.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So it absolutely can make a difference for men as well.
Yeah. You know, it can, because like I said, it's what you read, the seven
practices
that you read, anybody could do them.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the nice part about it is, you know, it's not just geared to one section. You know?
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Sounds good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We're very privileged today to have with us Clara Rodriguez. As I said earlier, she's a yoga and fitness coach. She's an author. We've been talking about her book, and has training and experience as an organizational psychologist and a wellness and life coach. How'd you fit all those things into something? You're not old, so, I mean, how'd you fit all those things into a short lifetime there?
I did start early in a lot of things that I wanted to do.
Okay. Yeah, it's just... Yeah, I wasn't trying to be funny, but it was serious. You know, when you stop and think about all these...
And when you're healthy and happy, you don't look your age. That's the secret.
Yeah, that's what people tell me. Now, is there some folks who could benefit more from your book than others? Or
sure. I think so. The book is a book and a workbook, and it does require someone who's interested and committed to taking on a 21-day journey or program, who's willing to make some changes that require a structure, right? So it's not an easy fix. It's not a quick solution. It is going to be for someone who's really interested in making some shifts in habits that will result in a lifetime of healthy habits. So someone who would be interested in really taking that on would really benefit from the book and workbook.
Okay. I understand that you have some community events for people to experience the practices in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Would you elaborate on that, please?
Sure. So I teach every Tuesday here at HealthQuest in Flemington.
Okay.
And so one of the main practices that I talk about is movement and deep breathing. And so I start each yoga class with deep breathing. And then we move together and we bring gratitude into the class as well. So that's something that people can check out at HealthQuest. And then I also partner with organizations and groups that would like to host community events. So an event could be a book signing and book reading. An event could be a yoga or meditation workshop. So I've held several of those in the New Jersey area. But I also host events across the country. I've done several on the East Coast now, partnering with people that want to bring a group of people together mm-hmm. and experience some wellness.
Now, how does that affect people who, say, have a mental health issue? And yeah, because I know people that do yoga that have a mental health issue.
Mm-hmm.
And how does that work for them?
Yeah, so yoga is meditation and movement.
Okay.
And so in yoga, and there's all different kinds of yoga, but the yoga that I practice, which is flow and using your breath to move, it allows you to relax, to slow down the mind, which is very active. Oftentimes when you have a mental illness, when I was experiencing a lot of anxiety and depression, my mind was racing. I was having so many thoughts. The worry would be thought after thought of worry and negativity. Mm-hmm. And so by going into a yoga class or a meditative yoga practice, you can really slow down your mind, calm your body and your nervous system through deep breathing. And then movement, bringing some movement into, is also a great way to relieve stress and tension. And so it also allows the body to release some of that pent-up anxiety or stress that many people with mental illness are stressed and carry a lot of that in their body, that tension.
Right.
So it allows a lot of that to dissipate during the time that you're practicing and has residual benefits after to make it last a little bit longer than just in the practice.
Is that the part of fitness?
Yeah.
That's the yoga and the fitness is like basically two separate things then.
It's
or
related.
They intertwine.
Yes, they are absolutely intertwined because yoga is a form of fitness and can be a form of fitness and movement. And so the benefits of movement is what I talk about in the book, that yoga and other exercise or movement practices, even dance, really allow the body to experience release of tension and allow the body to move. Which many times we just live such a sedentary life that our body doesn't get the movement that it needs to really have us feel endorphins and natural chemicals that are produced when we're healthy and active. And so getting more movement into our lives would make a difference for a lot of people.
Now, how does that intertwine with being a wellness and life coach?
So I used to coach people on weight loss and healthy eating and mindful health habits. Now I do more of wellness, so looking at mind, body, and spirit. So whether it's through a yoga practice or teaching meditation, so it's incorporated everything into it. And then in the book, I also talk about some simple healthy eating habits that would make a difference, right? Because oftentimes when we're not mindful, we don't notice that certain foods make us feel not so great, and we eat
them. Even though we like them, right?
Yeah, but then we're left feeling, yeah, you're absolutely right. Some foods taste really great, and then and we like the spiciness or we like the sweetness of them, but then afterwards we don't feel well.
Right.
And that's a message that our body's sending us. And so when we become mindful, we can say, you know, I'm going to notice now and ahead of time before I eat this that I know that I'm not going to feel well after, that I'm going to bypass eating this now and eat something that tastes good in the moment and has me feel good after.
I see. Okay. Now, you've had experience as an organizational psychologist. Would you explain that a little bit?
So my profession is to look at dynamics of organizations and groups and change management and leadership development. And so I incorporate that into my wellness practices because there's so much in our human interaction and our social networks that influence our well-being. And so that's something that I incorporate into this piece of my business.
Okay. Okay. Now, I know that you're, I believe you are anyway, looking to create partnerships.
Yes, absolutely.
What kind of partnerships are you looking to create and why?
So I'm really looking for organizations or groups that want to lead community events or workshops to teach meditation or yoga and folks that could benefit from that. I'm also looking for yoga instructors or yoga teachers that would want to make their teachings available to communities that are underserved and raise funds through the book to be able to provide those services to groups. So that's a personal mission and passion of mine, is to get these practices into more people's hands and experiencing it. So anyone who would be interested in doing that, I'd love to have a conversation with them.
And is it any kind of specific organization that you're looking to hook up with? Or?
Not really, I think. But to your point, I think I have a passion, and the book is subtitled 7 Simple Solutions to Reduce Anxiety and Depression. So I definitely have been looking to partner with groups that serve those communities.
Okay.
Or minorities in general. Mm-hmm. So
it's interesting because NAMI can't. There's an organization coming called Reborn, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not. But it's an organization that started. It's a 501(c), mm-hmm. just like NAMI is, nonprofit, and they're having a. Their mission is suicide, and obviously one of the statistics is that there's a suicide every 12 minutes across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're focusing on 18 to 24-year-olds. And on the 17th of May, they're having, it's a Friday night, they're having a 12-hour dance-a-thon. And so you try to dance all night or stay on your feet all night, which mm-hmm. is not me. I can't do that. But they're trying to reach out. You know, it might be somebody you might want to.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. Because it might be something you could do, you know,
yeah.
or have, you know.
And I fully support that vision and mission. Dancing is definitely part of the movement chapter that can bring a lot of relief.
12 hours at 8 o'clock at night, 8 in the morning?
I don't know that I would go that far, but a little bit is not bad.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I know.
But unfortunately, we would have loved to help out. We are going to contribute, but, mm-hmm. you know, we would have loved to help out. But the following day, that Saturday, we have a hope walk in Flemington here that any donations we get, we split between the Getting Together Center. I don't know if you know what that is. That's a peer-run group in Flemington here on East Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it's overseen by behavioral health of the hospital, but everybody that works there has some kind of mental health issue. The manager, you know, van drivers, they pick you up, bring you there, take mm-hmm. you home. But whatever we raise, we split with them. And so last year we had quite a good fundraiser, and we split the money with them. And, you know, so that's the next day. So if we're getting out at 8 o'clock in the morning from this thing, I have to go at 10 o'clock.
To walk.
You know, 9 o'clock we have to be there to set it up and everything. It's, you know.
Yeah.
So we'll donate. But I just thought I can, you know.
That'd be great.
I can give you the young lady's name, you know, and you could maybe reach out to her. And,
sure.
You know, you could tell her I recommended you to call, you know, because we talked on the phone for a good 40 minutes, you know. But anyway, what's next in the works to support folks?
So I am currently developing an online course.
There you go.
So the book is great. And some people enjoy reading, and some people will do the workbook.
I enjoy reading.
And I'm someone who, in addition to reading, I want to really be coached or have a group and someone to talk to and maybe learn it directly from an instructor, have the ability to ask questions. So the online course is designed to bring the book to life
okay.
and create a community of people that you do the 8-week journey with in order to really develop the healthy habits at the end of the 8 weeks that are going to make a lasting difference in your life.
Now, why 8 weeks?
It's because we have 1 week focused on each of the seven steps.
Okay. And then 1 week, like, for an introduction or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Well, welcome.
Get right in there.
That's perfect.
Now, when you put that online, how does that work then? People just go to a website and click on it and
people will start and end together. We'll have cohorts of people. The first online course will start this summer.
Okay.
And so there'll be more information on my website, www.claravee.com. And so the page is being created, and in there you'll get all the information, and the folks that participate in the course will have video, 1-hour video sessions and calls, and we'll all be live together through the Zoom calls.
Okay. And I just, I think it's awesome that you've come up with this idea, you know, because a lot of times, how to say it nicely, people need a kick to get them started sometimes.
Yeah, just
you know?
Reading a book won't do it.
Right.
I read millions of self-help books before I found what worked for me.
And, you know, it's just, I think, great because, like you said, just reading, it's great. I mean, don't get me wrong. You get a lot of info out of the book. So then after you read it, you put it down and it gets dust on it, you know. So by putting it to work, you know, I think is really good.
We are social beings, and it takes a village sometimes, right? NAMI creates those community support systems. And so the intent of the online course is to bring a community of people together to do the course together.
Right.
And there will be a private Facebook group where people can interact in addition and in between the live Zoom calls. So it really is going to empower people more than just a static book to make and take on the practices ongoingly.
Now, when you run your things at the gym, do you find that, what is it, an 8-week class at the gym? Or is it?
It's a weekly class.
It's a weekly class, so it doesn't matter. People can just come and
drop in anytime.
Do you find that people communicate with each other more so after they've been like through a couple of these classes, you know, like talk to each other more or tell their own stories to each other?
I definitely have noticed that people that come on a regular basis start mm-hmm. to get to know each other and communicate. And definitely at the beginning of class, people, you know, just came from work or a rough day, so they go right onto their mats. But then after, there's a lightness, there's, you know, people got their stress out, right. They moved a little, and so they're definitely in a different state mm-hmm. from the beginning of the class right, to the
right,
end of the class.
Right, you know, it's, I think it's, you know, because I've seen, you know, with support groups that we run and have been running for bigger part of 20 years, people get together, they don't know each other.
Mm-hmm.
Never saw each other before, and they find that they have so much in common.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their loved one is doing what this one's loved one is, only they did it first, and now they're at a different stage and stuff. So they can say, well, look, we tried this, and, you know, yada, yada. And they, like, intertwine with each other, and it's so great just to sit back and see that, you
yeah.
know. And I just thought, you know, probably would be the same thing. You know,
absolutely, to know you're not the only one,
right.
to know that I'm not the only one that has thoughts of, you know, not wanting to be here sometimes, right? I talk about that in my book, that there was a time where I didn't want to continue living.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that that it may be a normal thought, that we don't have to act on it, that it doesn't mean, you know, what we make it mean sometimes. To know that sometimes we get down and that we could have somebody to talk to. There are so many things that we think are unique to us simply because we haven't shared them
right.
with other people, or we haven't met other people that have similar experiences or stories. But knowing that we're not alone makes a really big difference.
Right.
And to be able to share that and get it out, and just by speaking it, getting some relief.
Yeah, yeah. I know that, like I said, it's a lot of times you'll see somebody, you know, come and, you know, they'll say what their story is, you know, in a brief form. But then somebody say, oh, you know, we had that,
mm-hmm.
you know, a year or so ago, and this is what we did. You might want to try it,
yeah.
you know. And it may work, it may not. But, you know, it's that somebody did something, they've been through the same thing.
Yeah. There is much, hope.
You know. Right.
Right? Absolutely. Right. You think this is the worst that it's going to be, and someone tells you it will end, or, you know, it was only a short period, don't give up. And people can find hope in that.
Right. You know, and, well, I think a lot of times that's what kept us going. Because, you know, like I said, my son was almost hospitalized for well over 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so like his whole young age was gone, you know, because he spent it in the hospital. And so, you know.
Yeah, and during that time, you didn't know that today you would be celebrating and joyful of 7 years.
Right.
And
I drag him to the gym with me.
Great.
You know? But, you know, it's like we went yesterday, and he called me this morning, and he says, I just want to let you know, he says, how did he word it? I just wanted you to know how agonizing I hurt today because you were busting me so much yesterday.
And you are successful because it was a great workout.
Yeah. And I feel the same way. I says to him, well, don't feel too bad. You only got a volunteer at the hospital this morning. I says, I have to go and cut the grass, you know. So, but, you know, it's just he likes going with me,
mm-hmm.
you know. And I'm sure that when people get into your classes and they start interacting, they enjoy going because the people are there.
Yeah.
And the benefits are there. Yes, good. That's great. But also because they can interact with other people.
Absolutely.
Who are going through pretty much the same thing. Right.
Solo class, they might not show up again.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, or they may, but I mean, you know, they may not. And I just had a thought that came into my head. And your book has 7 different
practices.
How did you arrive at those 7 as opposed to 7 others?
So when I sat down to look at the book, I really asked myself what made the biggest impact. I've tried so many things. I've ex- you know, tried out lots of natural health solutions. What was it that made the biggest difference that I want to share with people? And these were the ones that I synthesized down, that I said, if there's anything that you want to incorporate into your life, it's these seven practices.
Do you find that they're in a certain order, or are they all equal, or some better than, well, not better, yeah, but, you know.
I get asked that often.
You know, I'm just curious,
often,
you know.
Yeah. And so the way that I laid out the book, I do tell people, try these in this order, right? So first with meditation, getting, you know, harnessing the mind, you know, slowing down the mind, being aware of your mind as a first step. And so I do tell folks to start in the order, but you don't have to. Mm-hmm. And as you get familiar with all of the practices, you can use them in whichever order you want. However, I do think for me, it makes sense to first notice and gain an awareness, okay, in order to then be more effective in the other practices. But you could read the book backwards. That'd be fine.
Well, you know, my point is, too, that, okay, you go through the seven, and then somebody may say, oh, gee, this one I like. I want to do this more than I'm going to do this, or vice versa, or whatever. But if they do all seven, you know, doesn't really matter what order they do them in.
Right. After you become familiar with them, I do think it definitely doesn't matter. And if you see that you enjoy one thing more, definitely do that, because the book is about harnessing and doing more of what you enjoy.
Right.
That is what is going to bring you the peace, the satisfaction, the joy in your life. So do that. Mm-hmm. I think the reason we suffer is because we don't do enough of what we enjoy.
Well, I know I give presentations. And in fact, I just gave one last week. And I said to the people, there was, I think, about 20 people there. And I said to them, you know, if you're going to be a caregiver, and they all had someone, mm-hmm, you know, mostly it was young adults or, you know, adolescents. I said, if you're going to be a caregiver, you have to be well.
Absolutely.
You can't care for your loved one if you're not well.
Mm-hmm.
So when things are good, you know, if you like reading, read. I'm a big reader. I love reading. So I read. My wife will walk around a block. And where we live, that's 2.5 miles because, you know, I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
yeah,
you know, country, you know. It's not in town. And I says, but whatever you like. If you like sitting on a back porch watching the stars, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or meditate, you know, whatever you want to do. But do it. Even if it's only 15 minutes, because you have to take some time for yourself, because you can't devote your whole life to supporting your loved one.
Yeah, the in an airplane, they tell you put the oxygen mask on yourself
first.
You cannot save another life,
right,
or be there to support a loved one if you're not
right.
Well.
Right, exactly. And I think the same thing is here with your organization, that, you know, organizational in the book,
mm-hmm,
that, you know, you have to take time out to do these things if you're going to be better.
Absolutely.
You know, if you're suffering from anxiety and, you know, or depression or both or whatever, and even if you're not.
Yeah, if you're,
you know,
just,
if
having,
you're just
a bad day,
having a bad
if you're
day,
stressed,
you know,
if you're worried,
you know,
absolutely.
Everybody has bad days, you know. And, you know, as I say also when I give talks a lot of times, I don't care who you are. Everybody's been depressed.
Absolutely.
I don't care. Everybody. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, we have
everybody
a range
is anxious.
Of human emotions. All
everybody's
of
anxious. They're going for a new job interview, or they're going to ask, they
yes
want to ask this girl out for the prom or whatever. You know, you're anxious. You broke up with your girlfriend.
You're gonna be
or
sad.
Your marriage went south.
Yep.
Or you smashed your brand new car. You're going to be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
The difference between depression as an illness and being depressed over a breakup or with your girlfriend or something is the length of time.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you have to look out to take care of yourself, even if you are going through a depression. You know, you have to, like I said, do something you like. And this, you know, what you do is
reminding people, guiding people, yeah.
Right, that there's things out there that they should do and mm-hmm. enjoy doing. I have trouble meditating. You know? My mind keeps going, you know, 1,000 miles a minute. You
and
know?
That's how the human mind is designed.
Yeah. And
it takes practice.
Right, yeah, a lot of practice, you know. I'd much rather read, you know, and go to the gym, but, you know, but that works for me.
Yeah.
So whatever works, too, is
exactly.
what you should do, you know. Now, I believe what you told me or what you said to me was that some of the proceeds from the book sale is going to support increased access to yoga, meditation, and dance. Is that correct?
Yes. So 20%.
How does that work?
So 20% of the book proceeds go to make yoga and meditation and dance available to underserved communities. So
okay.
right now the collections are being put together so that as we create these partnerships of yoga teachers that have a community they want to teach to, we can make that available to them. Or communities and organizations that want to get matched up with a wellness professional and have that person come into their facility. And so we're doing those matches. We're looking for those groups that want to be matched, those individual
okay.
professionals that want to make their services available. And so we are welcoming those conversations to continue to make those funds available.
Funds available. Beautiful. We have to take another quick break. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We've been speaking for quite a while now with Carla Rodriguez, and she's a yoga and fitness coach, author, and has training and experience as an organizational psychologist and a wellness life coach. And her book that she wrote is called Vibrant, Happy You. Now, I know that meditation is recommended for a lot of cases to lower anxiety. What about yoga and dance? Will that do it also? Or
lowering anxiety, yoga, absolutely. Because yoga, as I said, is meditation and movement. So yoga can help you calm the nervous system as well. There's actually certain poses that I have in the book that speak to the impact on the nervous system. And so slowing things down, allowing the body to soothe itself. And so lowering your, you know, having your blood pressure, you know, come to a healthy place, having your, you know, your mind slow down so that anxiety can be calmed and you can experience a sense of peace. And dance, if dance is something that you find fun and enjoyable rather than anxiety provoking, then I do recommend it, right? So I took many, many years of dance lessons because dancing actually provoked anxiety until I learned and felt comfortable moving my body. So dance, if it's something that you can find enjoyable and something that, you know, feels good to you, then it can absolutely help lower anxiety.
Okay. If someone wanted your book, how would they go about getting it?
So it is currently on Amazon and through Barnes & Noble as well.
Okay.
And the website is, I think, the best place to go to get all the information. You can, it's linked right there on the website, which is www.claravforvibrant.com. So claravv.com.
Okay. And if someone has questions or something like that, is there some way they can reach out to you?
Yeah, absolutely. The website has my email address on there. You know, anyone can feel free to email me at info.claravv@gmail.com. Happy to answer questions. I have a Facebook group and a Facebook community, Clara V. Rodriguez. And I'm happy to, you know, I post information there. Mm-hmm. I answer questions on there as well. And all of that is accessible through the website as well. So, yeah, I'd love to connect with people and continue to answer questions and provide resources.
All right. And the book is at Barnes & Noble and also at
Amazon.
On Amazon.
Yep. And it's Kindle and hard copy.
Okay. And what was the Facebook or
the
website?
The website is claravv.com.
Okay. And they can get info on that, correct?
Absolutely. So the website has everything. It has the book information. It has my contact information. It has the Facebook information. And as soon as the link for this radio show is available, it will be linked there as well.
Okay. That should be within 24 hours or so.
Great.
I can't thank you enough for taking the time to come.
Oh, my goodness. And, it's been my pleasure.
And, you know, it's been just interesting to talk and, you know, relate to some of the things that, you know, we have in common, you know.
Yeah. And like you said, everyone experiences ups and downs.
Yep.
And knowing things that we can do to keep us healthy is what it's all about.
That's what it's all about, right? And, you know, and yeah, like I said, meditation, whatever you need, whatever you can do, you know. And a lot of times, you don't, if you want to meditate, you don't even have to go to a group. You can do it at home. You can do it on your back deck.
Absolutely.
You know, you can do it on your front porch, you know,
anywhere.
Whatever. Anywhere.
Even in a busy, crowded, loud place.
Yeah, exactly. Clara, I can't thank you enough, and we'll have you back.
Thank you.
Definitely.
So much.
All right. You've been listening to Mental Health Matters, folks, and remember, mental health really does matter. See you again next week, same time, same station.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118. Controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Learns the full details of the Manhattan Project, in which scientists are attempting to create the first atomic bomb on this day. The information thrust upon Truman is a momentous decision whether or not to use the world's first weapons of mass destruction. And we move on to sports. In 1996, the Pittsburgh Penguins beat the Washington Capitals 3-2 in 139 minutes and 15 seconds of total gameplay, making it the fifth longest match in the history of the National Hockey League. That is Today in History from History.com for April 24th, 2017. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a few minutes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.